If you're looking for the perfect gift, you're covered with a gift that's sure to wow. Taste of Chicago ships Lou Malnati's legendary deep dish pizzas nationwide. Plus, they ship other Windy City favorites too. Visit tasteofchicago.com to order today.
Everybody runs into tech dilemmas, even digital and social media strategy expert Scott Kleinberg, who's with us now to help you get through some of the more common ones. Scott, good morning. There seems to be, it's like they'll be very helpful as we approach the holidays. Let's start with slow computers. What do we do about those?
Good morning, Bob. Slow computers, very frustrating, but usually it's just a few simple steps that, you know, all you need to really improve the performance. You can start by closing unnecessary programs. You can clear your web browser cache because it remembers all the websites that you go to. You can always update your software. That's very important. You want to ensure your operating system and all your applications are up to date because those updates often include those exact performance updates and bug fixes you're looking for. And another really important one, don't forget to restart your device regularly because a simple reboot can clear temporary glitches and refresh system resources. And honestly, you'd be surprised how many things work themselves out with a reboot.
Got any fix, any solutions for what happens when you're online and all of a sudden your internet stops working?
That is the worst feeling, and honestly, first and foremost, don't panic. And I have this little checklist that I use for when trying to figure out what to do in that case. First, check your modem and your router. Ensure they're powered on correctly. Nothing's blinking. Everything looks normal. You can restart those by unplugging them for 30 seconds and plugging them back in, that restart that we're talking about. Check the device connections. Make sure the Wi-Fi is turned on like it normally is. You're connected to the correct network. Sometimes things switch over. You don't know why. You would just want to make sure you're on your network. Test another device. If another device connects, the issue may be with the original device as opposed to the network itself. That's an important distinction. And then contact your internet provider, because if none of those steps work, there could be an outage or a problem with your service.
And here's one that we all come up against now and then. All of a sudden, your password doesn't work. Then what?
Yeah. Good question. When this happens, you're probably locked out of an account, right? So if that happens, try these tips. Double check for typos. You know, when your password is coming up, sometimes it shows the dots and not the actual passwords. Make sure that you're double checking for typos. Ensure the caps lock is off and you're entering the correct username or email. You can reset your password. Use the link that says forgot password and then reset it and follow the instructions that get sent to your email or your phone. You can use a password manager. If you forgot the password, those are the things that store and autofill them securely, so you reduce the risk of forgetting them. And if you choose to write down your passwords, write them down in a secure way. Keep a written record in a safe place.
We've talked about pass keys, which would eliminate the need for passwords because the fingerprints or face IDs make sure you're you. So is that the way these devices are going now? Well, yeah, you've talked about passwords, you know, eventually being a thing of the past.
Yeah, that's right. Pass keys, they can't come soon enough. More and more websites are employing them. So, yes, we're headed in the right direction. But there's always a chance, even then, that someone can get locked out of an account. But I think that anything that eliminates the needs for a password is a good thing. But the world is not yet free of passwords. It's still probably a few years away. So right now, it's really important to make sure that what you're using, your passwords, are still very secure and you don't share them among different websites.
Continuing with Scott Kleinberg, our Tuesday tech session. And we talked about slow computers a little while ago. Scott, what happens if our phone is operating slowly? Is that different?
Yes and no. Some things are universal, but some things can be specific to phones. Usually, phones slow down over time because they're more likely to get filled up faster than a computer. So be sure to clear your storage space by deleting unused apps. If you can get rid of old photos or videos, that's great. You want to try to use cloud storage services for backup, iCloud, Google, that type of thing. And you definitely want to update your software. I know I keep saying that, but that is really, really important. You need to ensure that your phone's operating system is current, because the current operating system is going to have the most optimal performance. In many ways, it's kind of like a tune-up for your car. Also, like we said before, restart regularly, because by turning off your phone occasionally, you refresh its system.
I have a question for you. You know how you swipe up and can get rid of or turn off apps that are running and you're not using?
Yes.
And somebody recently told me, yeah, that used to be something that you could do to save your battery, but it no longer is true on the new phones. Do you know anything about that?
I do. It is true. I used to actually give that advice, that to close out an app that you're not using. But now the way the memory works and how it's evenly distributed and how smart the memory is, that's actually detrimental now for the process. So It's better to leave them open. The machine knows which ones to give priority to based on usage. So, yeah, that's actually good advice.
So you don't have to do that anymore. It's actually bad if you do it. Okay.
Yeah.
I learned something today. Let's talk about, we talked about slow computers and now our phone operating slowly. We touched on that. And then what happens if the phone freezes?
Well, that's frustrating for sure. Start in that case by restarting the device. Now, on a computer, you'll want to press and hold down the power button until it shuts down. It eventually will. For smartphones, you need to follow the specific instructions based on your model. For example, different types of iPhones, older iPhones, have different ways of restarting. Now it's like you hold the volume button, you press the power button. So there's different ways to do that. You should become familiar with that. After you restart, check for any software updates that you didn't install before, because like all those other things we're talking about, freezing can actually be a byproduct of outdated software. And you can also free up resources. Sometimes if you have too many apps or tabs running simultaneously, that can cause freezing. But that's different than what we were just talking about. That's when you have, if you're on a computer and you have 100 tabs open on your browser, That could be a good reason to close some of those down so you can avoid some of the freezing problems.
I see. Well, this isn't exactly a dilemma, but talk a little bit about backing up data. If something goes wrong, you really want that backup. It's important.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, because if a device freezes and the suggestions fail to work and you need a new computer, you absolutely need to have that data backed up. And this is the time to consider cloud services like Google Drive or iCloud, because it automatically backs up your photos and your documents and other things. So when you don't have time to really think about it and you really need it, you'll definitely appreciate that convenience.
Are there still people who don't trust the cloud? Do you hear that? Is that something you hear? I don't trust the cloud.
I actually heard someone say that to me 2 days ago. So, yes, people are still saying that to me. And, you know, I tell them that, you know, I understand their mistrust, but backing things up to the cloud is pretty much where we are in the world today. Things that we used to keep locally now tend to live virtually. And that can range from data to even the music we listen to every day.
You can skip the cloud if you really want to, though, can't you?
Oh, absolutely. That's still up to you. And if you choose to buy a portable hard drive, you just need to make sure that you're not running out of room on that portable hard drive. You don't have to worry about that on the cloud, because it'll tell you automatically. But you'll need to make sure that that hard drive stays in working order. There are backup systems that will write over older data so you can save room, but that's your call. And then in that case, you could actually buy a whole bunch of hard drives. I've known people that have had closets full of hard drives, and they label them by year. That's an option, too.
Good advice. Scott, do you have one takeaway from all of this tech stuff we've talked about this morning?
Yeah, I would say that technology is expansive and it can really feel overwhelming at times. But the good news is most of the issues we've talked about, they have straightforward solutions. You just have to really approach them step by step. And I mean all of them, but most of them. And sometimes the most common issues can be fixed with these tried and true methods that we think really aren't going to help, like rebooting the machine, installing updated software, things like that. Mm. And above all, this is even hard for me. You got to have patience and you don't want to panic when something is going wrong. The worst thing you can do is ignore issues or basic maintenance, because ignoring those things are most likely to make the problem so much worse.
It does get frustrating sometimes. Let's open up the Genius Bar. A listener's text and email questions for Scott. And here's today's. It's regarding Facebook. How do you get the most recent feeds shown first? I hate clicking onto Facebook and I'm getting something from 3 days ago. I don't care what happened 3 days ago. How do I fix that?
Oh, I could talk to you for hours about this if you gave us time, Bob. The issue with that is it's a combination of the algorithm. And what the algorithm is doing is they are saying you have engaged with this type of post in the past, therefore you must want to see more of it. But the problem with that is it's showing you things that are usually old news or old weather or something that really doesn't help. There is no magic fix for seeing just everything in order. There used to be. Now the only thing you can do to teach the system that that's what you want is at the top, it has a thing that says most relevant post, and that's what it's defaulted to. If you change most relevant to most recent, you're giving the system the indication that you want the newest post first, but it's not automatically going to stop those old posts from coming, unfortunately. There's a balance between what the algorithm thinks you want to see and what you actually know you want to see. And unfortunately, just the way the system works, they don't let you just decide that you can't see the old stuff, but you can help train it the right way by changing that setting to most recent.
You know, the other day, my wife and I were talking about varsity jackets, because we were thinking of getting a varsity jacket for somebody for Christmas. And I swear, I don't think we clicked on anything, but just from that discussion, in my Facebook feed now, I get all of these ads for varsity jackets. They're listening, aren't they?
It happens all the time. And the other day, my wife said something very similar to me, not about varsity jackets, but about looking for something and having it pop up. And I whispered to her, I said, don't say it too loud. Because I really don't think they are, but sometimes, yeah, it's hard. Yeah, it's
really hard. It seems like it, yeah.
It does. It does.
Scott, we'll talk to you again after the holidays in the new year. Thanks for all your great tips, and I hope you have a great holiday season.
You do the same, Bob, and thank you as well.